Good morning. It's a Wednesday morning, and that means Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette, joins us. Good morning, Miles.
Good morning, David.
Let's start with an unfortunate story. This has to do with a Schenectady County Sheriff's deputy who's been in trouble and has been documented in the past. He's now been fired after being charged with assault.
Yesterday, we found out that on Monday, this officer was fired. It's the latest recent development of some troubles at the Schenectady County Sheriff's Department. And what we found is the sheriff took swift action on Monday to fire this officer after his latest brush with the law himself. He was apparently at home on Sunday and got into some kind of domestic incident involving his girlfriend. He was charged with assault, and the sheriff on Monday, the officer had been fired and gone. It raises some other questions for us because there's been increasing scrutiny of Sheriff D'Agostino's handling of his hiring and his firing in recent years. We've been doing a series of stories on some of the troubles that his officers have had, and it turns out that he's hired a number of officers who have come from other departments after being either terminated or resigning themselves because of some problems. The sheriff has defended this practice of hiring these so-called cast-offs and says he saved money on having to train them. They come in all trained. He says he's tougher on them than anybody else. And he says he gives them some flexibility. If they don't work out, he can get rid of them more easily. But I think some people are starting to question whether it's the best practice. Just last week, we reported that he most recently hired his stepson after the stepson, who was a Schenectady officer, had gotten charged with a DWI and eventually pleaded driving while impaired. But the sheriff, he says he's sticking with his ways, and he takes swift action if they cause trouble.
To another story in the paper today, and this might be somewhat intuitive to folks, that poor children in Schenectady will grow into poor adults, and I'm guessing that's not unique to Schenectady.
It's not. So what our reporter Zach Matson did is he did a story yesterday drilling down a little bit on a new U.S. Census Department project that was released on Monday. It's called the Opportunity Atlas, and it's this hyper-local census tool where you can just click on this map and look at any kind of community you want across the country, and they're tracking individuals who were born in America between 1978 and 83. So these are people now in their late 30s, and they, in this data, this latest data batch, track a number of different indicators, including marriage rates, average income, incarceration rates, et cetera. And it's not surprising, but it is sobering, the disparities that we tracked in our story today. We specifically focused on the difference between a poor neighborhood in Schenectady, Hamilton Hill, and not too far away at all in a neighboring neighborhood in Niskayuna, and the disparities are huge there. The difference is if an individual grew up in Hamilton Hill in Schenectady, at this point in their life, they're making on average about $21,000 a year. In a similar age group that grew up in Niskayuna, they're earning about $75,000 on average. So a big disparity there. Across the board, there was a big gap between these different kind of neighborhoods. In Niskayuna, we tracked that 60% of these individuals are now married, while in Schenectady, 18% of the individuals are married. Employment rates, obviously, are also much higher in Niskayuna versus the poorer community. It's, as I said, a sobering look at it. We know that there are disparities here, but if there was any hope that there's been progress, it doesn't look like it, at least statistically. We talked to a neighborhood leader in Hamilton Hill, Marva Isaacs, and she made no bones about it. She said the poverty is as real as ever. She said it's hard for people to live in that community and it is not getting any better. She cited a number of different, you know, challenges that they have there that they don't have in other communities, including a lack of a close grocery store, a close pharmacy, and employment opportunities. We also talked to the mayor in Schenectady, who said that these kind of disparities are a reality, but he talked about some of the efforts the city is undertaking to try to sort of bridge that gap or close the gap with education, and in particular talked about a smart cities initiative where they're putting these high-tech light poles around the city where there will be better internet connectivity to try to help students to have access to textbooks and online materials that would help bridge that gap. That's one measure they're taking. Again, this is something that people can look at all across the country and drill into their area, but the numbers are pretty distressing.
Miles Reed, editor of the Daily Gazette. He joins us on Wednesdays. For more, head to dailygazette.com, or there's more of our conversation online at wamc.org. Miles, thanks.
Thank you, David.